listening to the Jason Gregor Show on demand.
As we get to a longtime veteran reporter of the Montreal Canadiens, he has seen them in the good, seen them in the bad, and right now seen them kind of in the maybe in a little bit of a middle situation when it comes to Max Pacioretty. Pat, when you look at him, you know, very good cap hit number. You know, he's been a really productive goal scorer, but has been is very different than will be he continue to be. And if you're the Montreal Canadiens, is now the time to sell Max Pacioretty, because a team acquiring him would get him for this year and the playoffs, and then next year and the playoffs. Is this the best time to trade Max Pacioretty?
Well, it's a good time to trade him if you can get something good in return. And that's the whole key. You've got to be able to get something good in return, and whether they can do that or not. Yeah, you got a guy that has scored 30 goals in each of the last four seasons. If you go back to the last lockout, only five players in the NHL have scored more goals than Max Pacioretty. So if you're going to give up that, you know, that goals, particularly on a team that has trouble scoring goals, you got to get something very good in return. And, you know, whether that's a top two defenseman or ideally the number one center that they've been looking for a long time. But the number one centers are a lot harder to find than a 1-2 defenseman.
Pat, you know, I look at this group and I feel they're a little bit similar to a spot as the Oilers. Yes, you could trade away your captain, Pacioretty, and get a top-pairing defenseman or a top-two-pairing defenseman, whatever it is, or that center you need. But then you're just looking for scoring on the wing. Like, I just feel like they're moving the shells around a little bit on the chairs around on the deck dance floor. What has to happen? Is this a part of the drafting development problem that we see here in Edmonton? Are they having the same issue there in Montreal?
Yeah, I think that they, you know, Edmonton had all those first, you know, first overall picks. And, you know, this is a team that if you look at their last five or six picks, they've been 25, 26, 25. They did get a top 10 pick last year in Mikhail Sergachev. And then they gave him away. They didn't give him away. They felt they needed Jonathan Drouin. And right now that's looking like a pretty good win for the Tampa Bay Lightning. You know, Mikhail Sergachev has played very well. He's only going to get better. Drouin, I think, has lots of talent, but he just doesn't have anybody to play with in Montreal. That's the biggest problem. They're playing him out of position. They tried to make him a center. They're stubbornly keeping him at center. You know, part of it is they don't have any choice. Now they get a bunch of guys banged up, and they all happen to be centers. So, you know, they're trying to do something. They decided Alex Galchenyuk wasn't a center, and now they're sort of stuck. You know, they're not going to admit that they were wrong, but Drouin is just not doing the job.
Well, a lot of that maybe is because they're asking to be what he isn't. I don't think he's an NHL center. Do you, Pat?
No, I don't think so either. I mean, yeah. I don't know why they thought he was. You know, they go back and talk about, you know, playing center at junior. But his best year, the year that Halifax won the Memorial Cup, Nathan MacKinnon was the center and Drouin was a winger.
Yeah.
Now, he did play center the year after that. But, you know, there's nothing that said, you know, this guy's a can't-miss center in the NHL.
What about as far as Tomáš Pokanec? You know, 35 years old, UFA, I was reading some reports, they might try to re-sign him. Where do you sit with this re-signing, possible re-signing?
Well, I think he's going to be traded. I think there's going to be a market for Tomáš Pokanec. There are teams out there that can use a third line center, a guy who can kill penalties, a guy who can do an awful lot of things. Probably the most underrated player on the team. A lot of people don't like him in Montreal because his offensive production has dropped off, and he is making $6 million. But he's a great rental for somebody who needs to plug a hole. And then I think, you know, if Pokanec wants to stick around at the end of the season when he becomes a free agent, the Canadiens can renegotiate and see how much he wants to stay in Montreal. He's going to have to take a deep discount. But we'll find out, you know, whether I don't think he's going to have too many other offers. And I would think they could probably re-sign him for 1.5, maybe have to go as high as $2 million.
Pat Hickey, veteran reporter for the Montreal Canadiens, joins us. And Pat, the other question becomes, is Bergevin the one the organization wants, Phyllis, you know, overseeing a Pacioretty deal? Like, is this a guy who's going to be the GM next season?
I think so, yes. I'm probably in the minority. I think a lot of people feel that that he won't stick around, that you know, he should be fired. But I think he has the confidence of the owner. And I think that's the only guy that counts. Jeff Molson's the only guy he has to keep happy. And I think Molson is, I don't think he's delirious about where the team is, but I think that he feels that Bergevin has a vision and they share that vision. Of course, the big key is, you know, the vision's only good. Building through the draft, it's only good if you get draft picks, high draft picks, and then you develop them. And right now, you see some players have come up. Charles Udon is having a pretty good rookie season. They've just brought up Nikita Scherbak, who looks like he's finally going to show the talent that he had in junior when he was a first-round draft pick. But they still don't have that number one center, and that's going to be the big key of whether they can find that. They do have a couple of prospects in the works. They got Ryan Poehling, who's a sophomore at St. Cloud State, one of the top college teams in the U.S., and he's having a very good sophomore year. Now he's only 19, just turned 19, and the question is whether he's ready to make the jump. They've also got Jake Evans, who was a seventh-round draft pick 4 years ago, back in 2014, out of a Tier 2 junior team in Toronto. Now he's in his senior year at Notre Dame. For a while this season, he was a leading scorer in the NCAA, and he was the leader in faceoffs. The feeling among the Canadians is he might be a tad slow for the NHL, but I think he'll certainly get a look. Unfortunately, they're in a situation where normally at the end of the college season, you'd bring a guy up and see if he could play a couple of games in the AHL. But the way things are going for the Canadians and the Laval Rocket, they're both going to be finished around the same time that the NCAA finishes their season. Notre Dame's the number one team in the country right now, and they'll no doubt go to the Frozen Four.
Yeah, it's an interesting time there with the Canadians, and you look at some of the issues, but they do have 8 draft picks right now, as of right now, in the first 5 rounds. Let's say they add a couple more to those. Is it just strictly we're going to draft and develop, or do you think they're going to try to maybe flip some of those over and, I mean, fill a hole or two there? You know, maybe not a number one center, but maybe get someone else who can help play in the back end?
Well, they might try to do it. They might try to package some draft picks. One guy that might be in play is Charlie Lindgren, who's a goaltender in Laval. He filled in for Carey Price earlier this season when Price was out. He's an NHL goaltender. He's stuck in a situation in Laval where they want him to play lots, and that's why he's down there rather than with the Canadians. But he's the kind of guy that you would get Carey Price signed for the next 8 years after this. So there's really, you know, no reason to keep lingering around. You know, it's fairly easy to find a backup quarterback. A backup
sure.
goaltender.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're in a situation where you can probably flip him along with a couple of draft picks, and you might find somebody, you know, that needs a goaltender and, you know, would be willing to give up a top defenseman or possibly that center. The problem is there aren't a lot of number one centers. Everybody's looking for them.
Well, especially if you give up Thomas Plekanec. I mean, now it just even thins that middle more. You know, when I look at the lineup, it's that middle is – you got the best D in the league, but if you don't have any strengths down that middle, it makes life pretty hard for everybody, including the winners, like a guy like Matt Pacioretty.
Yeah, I mean, it does. You know, the thing is, you know, I mean, Plekanec is a specialist now. But again, you know, that's a spot you're going to have to fill.
Right.
And as they say, the best case scenario is he comes back and you know, signs for a hometown discount because he wants to stay in Montreal. He's settled there. He's played his entire career with the Canadiens. And he feels a sense of loyalty there. But, you know, it's the old thing about if he gets a better offer somewhere else. Now, I'm not sure he's going to do that, whether he's going to attract a little bit of attention. But if he does, then you know, he may decide to go elsewhere. They thought that they had the loyalty card going for them with Alex Radulov this past summer. And it turned out Radulov went to Dallas. Same money, but far better tax situation and probably a better team. So, you know, Mark Bergevin's famous line is, you want loyalty, get a dog.
Well, so you look at the Canadians, and you know, the Sergachev trade would be interesting because, hey, I think he's being used perfectly in Tampa Bay. He's only playing 50 minutes a night and has had some, you know, probably outlier-like production when you look at his minutes played to his production. But Drouin, realistically, them moving forward, do you think the Habs organization recognizes he's better as a center? Will they figure out to put him back where he's most comfortable, or do you think they're going to keep trying to hammer the square peg in a round hole?
Well, they've already said that he would probably, in a perfect world, as Mark Bergevin speaking, in a perfect world, he'd be a winger. And the perfect world, though, is one where they have a center. And if they find a center, then Jonathan Drouin goes back on the wing.
Pat, quickly, do you think the Habs trade him within the next 3 weeks, Pat Chiaretti?
Pat Chiaretti, no, I don't.
You don't? All right, Pat, we really appreciate it, man. Thanks for your time,
sounds,
as always.
Sounds like my hotel's about to be evacuated.